This is a podcast from Team Ease, assessing innovation on Joomla Community Magazine.
Okay, this is interview about frameworks with Dragan from Joomla. First question is, why is a framework needed for template development after all?
Well, my opinion, there is no need for a framework, but if you are a web developer and want to give the best that you have or that you can do within web design, web development to your customers and to your users, you should focus on something that they can rely on. Let's say if we release hundreds of templates for the next 1 year and each of them has a different framework, people are going to get confused. But if you set up a framework that they can start with, they know where the divs are, where all modules and elements are. It's very easy to edit them, to work them. And especially if you are a Joomla beginner and start using frameworks that are familiar to you, you can adapt any website that you get from those developers to your own site.
Oh, excellent explanation. Second question, is your template based on a third-party layout system, one of the grid system out there? Example.
No, we were looking into it, like 960 grid and everything else. But to be honest, each of those has parts of them that we cannot 100% use in our templating. So this is why we started developing our own. And I told Hillary already that I'm going to tell you guys the name of the framework. The name of the framework is as simple as templates. It's going to be Simple Grid. And what we're going to try to do within is to give users a full command, just like all other templates, but not as complicated as everybody else. We're just trying to get to the bottom line. This is the div. And this div contains this module position. There's no confusion into it. So this is what you use, and this is what's going to be included.
Mm-hmm. Is your template based on page elements regarding usability and SEO?
SEO, definitely. SEO is the first thing that every web developer should go by. Our customers are very happy with it. The replies from them, it's just simply satisfying for myself, because the first thing they say, okay, I got your demo, I installed it, and all I changed was the keywords and meta, and I'm already listed in Google. So of course that's one of the main things that we are looking into. It for our templates to be SEO, very SEO friendly.
How does your framework differ from those of your competitors?
Like I said in the beginning, it's much simpler. I looked in everybody else's framework, and what confuses me as a developer, div names, module positions names, and everything else. I started when Joomla was Mambo, and that was Mambo 2.0 when I started off. And everything was so simple. You have module position, user 1, user 2, user 5, and it's very simple to read and get into it. So this is what I continued and wanted to be simple as that. So if I have a module position that is called user 1, my div position, so the div that contains this module, is going to be called user 1. And this is why we differ. We're trying to be as simple as possible, not as complicated as it can be, because then I'm going to lose the track and my customer is not going to be happy.
Which products are currently in production release utilizing this framework?
We are, I think, last 12 templates are using this framework. Last 12 templates are already using it. And the full framework release is going to be within next 6 months, and we are definitely thinking about going to GPL. So to give everybody opportunity to use the simple framework that we have, like Simple Grid, Joomla Simple Grid.
Okay, I made mistake in question, but you answer very well, because I spoke English. Release.
No problem.
Okay. Can you tell us a little about the team who helped develop it?
What do you mean about the team that helped develop the template?
Yes.
I work closely with there's three of us basically. I'm the one that puts everything in motion. I have Constantin from Romania that is doing a JavaScript work, and it's beautiful and awesome and brilliant in CSS. So sometimes we just get together. I give him the idea. Then we have Heinmas, who is right now our star designer. So everything, we just get together on Skype or emails and say, okay, is this what we're going to need? Is this that we can use? Is this too complicated for our customers or not? And then I sit down by myself, get all ideas from everybody, and then just hit on coding, and that's about it. The guys are very, very brilliant. Heinmas developed last 24 template designs. I'm the one that is coding everything, and Constantin and Silvio is the one who's developing components. Constantin is the one who's doing a JavaScript framework, and then we have a friend from Egypt. His name is Mohammed. He's about to start big time on WordPress developing. Like you guys probably noticed that we go in that direction as well.
Yes, indeed. What are the obstacles facing novice users of a framework? How should they prepare for a project which uses one?
There are no obstacles. That's the beauty of it. You see, when you say framework, many people start thinking, okay, well, this is something new. This is something that I might not be, you know, knowing how to start with. Yeah. My opinion, framework is something that I can start off with that is almost 75% done when I start coding. That's for me framework. And that's basically, okay, I have left module position. I have main body in the middle. I have right module position. That's already a framework. So no one should be concerned and thinking about, oh, this is going to be something huge that I'm not going to get familiar with. It's going to be as simple as you have it, as you already had it since the last 10, 15 years. Everybody that was doing a web design started from header. You have a header, you have a main body, left position, right position, and footer. And that's exactly how we kept it. But we made it fit to every web design. So you can easily change the layouts, easily change the module position, left to right, right to left, main body, left to right. So you can see all those demos on our new Joomla demo pages. And like I said, last 12 templates are already using this framework and customers are satisfied. They're just love it and they can apply it to anything. Developers, we are getting a huge wave of developers joining because of this, because it's so simple. It's not just simple to use, it's simply written. It's written in plain English, so everybody can explain it. There are no shortcuts, there are no hidden codes, there's nothing hidden. We went through everything, stripped down everything that you do not have to use, and just basically concentrated, okay, I want when somebody read this to know automatically what this is. If it's a header, if it's a module, if it's a component, if it's a main body, whatever it is, they should get it right away. They should not guess it or look anywhere else. And CSS is developed the same way. The way the front page layout goes, that's the way the layout in CSS goes.
Okay.
Was it too much?
No. Excellent explanations. Are there users whom, in your opinion, should not use a framework for their Joomla project? Why or why not?
Well, I should say this. If you have a good knowledge of web design, and you don't want to use anybody else's framework, you shouldn't. But if you are starting off, it doesn't matter to whom you go, to what template club, you should start with their own framework. And of course, you should use it. The beauty of it, take anybody's template and anybody who's using framework, not yet just you, Joomla. Whatever you do, you just change the CSS and the images folder and you have another template. So this is the beauty of frameworks. If, like I explained it in the first question, if we go ahead and make it everything complicated and every single template or website from scratch, it's going to get confusing to us as well. I'm not going to know where I started, where I left off. So right now, my framework, I give you this example. When I first started coding, it usually took me, I say, 25 days to code a good template. That's what it usually took because I started off from scratch. Right now, it takes me 7 days. So that's what the advantage of framework is.
Is there any update functionality built into the framework? Either on click here to update or a latest version notification.
Like you mean template framework inclusion or special yes. settings that we're going to do? Right now, there's nothing like that into it. Like automatic updates and stuff like that. It's going to be basically, here is a new version of a framework, download it and install.
Yeah, there is some notification, right?
There is none right now.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Right now, there is none.
Okay. What is the future of frameworks? How will you develop yours through future iterations?
The future of it is, like I said, to go GPL. We are thinking about it very strongly, mm-hmm. to release it to everybody, and just to try to spread Joomla as much as we can, because Joomla is one of the greatest CMSs in the world, and is definitely not going to stop where it is. We already saw it in the past, how it started with Mumble and Joomla and 1.0, 1.5, now 1.6. I mean, our future with our framework is to be accessible to everybody and to be easy to use. That's it. We are not trying to, to put too much makeup on it and you don't know what's underneath. We're not trying to do that. It's going to be simple as it is, as you would sit down at home and start from scratch. That's how a framework it is and is going to be.
Okay, that was the last question. Do you have something to tell you possible users or future?
New possible users, use Joomla as much as you can. I mean, I can sit here and brag about you, Joomla, and everybody else, and every club is the best club. I'm not going to say that. Trust me, Joomla is the best CMS that you can have. You're going to have a lot of fun with it. Explore the clubs, explore everybody, and stick with the ones that you trust and that you want, that you know that you're going to develop your best website with it. That's my advice to all future Joomla users. We spread it as much as we could in the last 7-8 years. We can do much, much better than that in the future.
Any future news about framework or something new?
Like I said, GPL. And the name of it, I reveal it right now. Again, it's Joomla Simple Grid.
Oh, okay. Dragan, thank you for this interview. Sure. I enjoyed it.
Me too.
So, see you soon.
See you soon. See you next time. Thank you very much.
Okay. Ciao. Bye-bye.
You can find more podcasts and articles at magazine.joomla.org.